Let's talk a little bit, if we can, this hour.
Sure.
About Yellowstone. Now, tell me, what is a caldera?
A caldera is basically a large depression in the earth. It's a sunken, if you've heard of these so-called sinkholes.
Yes.
It's similar to that, except what happens is, if you can imagine a nice plain of land and then a big area of it just sinks down, either, you know, a few feet or several hundred feet or whatever.
Does it look almost like a crater if you were flying over it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, what causes that?
Well, in this case, with Yellowstone, it is in fact classified as a supervolcano.
Oh, that's just what we need to hear, right?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, but it has erupted four times, or three times, I beg your pardon. The first time was 2 million years ago it first erupted. And then it erupted again 1.2 million years ago. And the third eruption was 640,000 years ago.
All right.
So this suggests a cycle of about 600,000 years.
Did you just say, though, it's erupted four times?
Three, I meant.
Three times. Okay. Times. All right. Because I hope that's not a prediction.
No. As a matter of fact, I just finished writing a paper on that very. In fact, you can download that paper from our website.
Okay.
Other stuff. I'll give you our website here in a few minutes.
Sure. And we've got it linked up with your name right now on our own website. So
good.
But it is swvrc.org, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And that's updated daily, by the way. And in the Restless Volcano section, we have a special thing on Yellowstone, because we've had so many inquiries from people all over the world and the United States.
This program as well, Doctor, we get so many calls from people concerned, people who live in those areas, that something could happen, because, as you just said, categorized as a super volcano, this caldera, if it blows and blows big, what's the radius here we're talking about of destruction?
First of all, I do want to make one slight correction. It's not if, it's a matter of when.
Oh, no. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding at all, unfortunately.
All right.
But there's only a very few supervolcanoes known around the world. But their eruptions and explosions are, of course, of very catastrophic proportions. And in fact, they are absolutely apocalyptic in scale.
Okay, so if this one goes, you're talking about something that could, and I've heard numbers of 600-mile radius, total destruction, and the stuff, the ash and everything that would be tossed into the atmosphere could blacken the skies for months. Is that true?
Not quite that way, but last time Yellowstone erupted, two-thirds of the United States was covered in ash.
For how long?
Oh, for quite a while. So I don't know what the length was. And believe it or not, that was discovered by an archaeologist or a paleontologist in Nebraska. He was doing some work, paleontology, dinosaur work.
Right.
And he found this huge mass of skeletons and so forth, and they all had this funny crust on their bones. Well, anyway, make a long story short, yeah, they analyzed, and it turned out to be that these animals choked to death.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was from volcanic dust. And, of course, then they began to figure, well, you know, there's no volcanoes around Nebraska, you know.
That's right.
And anyway, the short story is, it turned out that it was the Yellowstone that caused it.
How high would the ash be? You know, a foot tall, 2 feet? What do you think?
Oh, you mean the ash layer itself?
Yes.
It depends on, it would, that's a hard question to answer, because we don't know how much magma would be coming out and ash, but it would be quite a bit, I know that. The problem that we have with supervolcanoes is that there has never been a supervolcano eruption in historical time or known to mankind. In other words, nobody's been around to witness one, so we've never, ever seen a supervolcano.
And when this thing goes, is it just a one-time blast, or does it happen over a period of days?
It would probably be over a period of days. I don't think it would just be a single one-day, couple-hour event.
Is there a massive sound attributed to this?
I'm sure there'd be a lot of noise, and there'd be a lot of them. We're not talking about hundreds or thousands of people. We're talking probably millions of people would be dead if the thing went off, like, tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, so let's look at this for example. The first one that we know of happened 2 million years ago.
Correct.
And then the second one 1,200,000 years ago. So there was an 800,000 year spread there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one came about 200,000 years sooner, 600,000 years ago.
140,000, right.
So what does that mean for the next one?
Well, as I said, that suggests a repeating cycle of about 700,000 years.
If you average them together, right?
That's right. The problem that we have with Yellowstone is, like I said, we have no historical data to go on. In fact, the paper I wrote on this very subject, there is no way to forecast when it will go off again, and that's the problem. We've used every technique in the book known to mankind, and it just can't be done.
Well, what's your Eruption Pro 10.5 saying?
It doesn't, because we don't have any data to put in it.